This is Dairy Radio Now.
Welcome to our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
Today's Feed Forum will have a little bit of a twist to it. We're going to look at managing capital costs. Bill, we thought we'd talk about that because the last 4.5 years have really been tough for dairy farmers here in the United States with low milk prices and ever-increasing costs on the dairy farm. And our listeners might say, well, what is capital cost on a dairy farm? Well, that includes the cost of depreciation of equipment, plus the interest on debt servicing, which is increasing on many farms, and finally, any lease payment that we have. You add those three together, and that's going to be your capital cost. Compere Financial said the magic number is that number should be under $2.50 per hundredweight. So expressing that on a milk production yield basis here, they said that number could be slightly higher if in the short term you are going through expansion or you're modernizing the dairy farm, but it should return pretty much to that baseline once all that activity has happened as far as that goes. So they came out with some strategies that our listeners could be thinking about in terms of managing capital costs. The first one is to have a plan. In other words, what are we going to change, improve, modernize this year, in the next 4 to 5 years, in the next 10 or 15 years? Don't do it all at once because that puts a tremendous financial burden on that dairy farm. Number two, the priorities should be that are going to give us the best return on investment. What do you mean by that? It says, well, certainly investments in milking equipment can lower labor costs. For example, with robotic milkers, it means increased milk quality, which means we get some extra premiums in our milk check for that as well, and just cow comfort and cow health. Feeding is always a winner. Nearly 50 to 60% of the cost producing milk sits in feed costs, so any investment we have in the feeding system, be it a mixer, different types of feeding programs, strategies out there, should pay dividends as well. And then finally, of course, another one that should have a high priority is cow comfort. We know cow comfort impacts such things as lameness, culling rate, reproductive performance, settling rates, and certainly a milk yield as well. The third bullet item that Compere mentioned in their article was consider custom hiring of equipment. So instead of owning that chopper or that combine or that big tractor, consider having some custom harvester come in and do the work for you. That would take some pressure off the dairy farm's labor demands as far as that goes. Another alternative in some of our dairy areas is sharing equipment. In other words, we have a chopper that's shared between two or three different farms, therefore reducing the initial cost on each of those farms as well. The fourth area is looking at the heifer enterprise. Outsourcing some of those heifers at key times may be cheaper in terms of cost to raise those heifers, and then, of course, reduce the number. We may be able to get by with fewer heifers because that's not a profit center. So our take-home message, Bill, primarily is to be planning ahead. Be sure you monitor this economic benchmark, this capital cost on farms, and hopefully look at future milk prices to determine how much can you afford on your farm. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
Stephanie Aves is business development manager for NEDAP North America. Let's talk about the important features of a good sensor.
So the biggest thing with sensor data that you're getting is going to be support. A lot of farmers are really unsure about the information that they're getting because there is so much data. But making sure that you have support, which we offer through our different variety of business partners that we have, and they're able to help you understand the data, use the data on your farm, and make it become an on-farm practice that everybody's going to be successful with.
Well, the way technology is today, you know, it just continues to accelerate faster than us. So let's talk about the labor force. How does that help?
So with the labor force, sensor data is able to take kind of and sort of replace a person on your farm. But at the same time, you have to have somebody who's gonna manage the data, be able to utilize the data that is on the farm, and actually have practical use of it on the farm, because if you're not using the data, you're pretty much losing the data. NEDAP itself is really focusing on the health traits.
Analyzing all of this is really the key.
Yes, you can spend all day just looking at one cow, pretty much, I think, and analyzing what's happening in her day-to-day. And if something does come up as an alert, you're really going to focus on that one particular cow. But looking at her whole day, it really helps tell you what's going on with her, and you're really able to make decisions from that.
Stephanie Aves, Business Development Manager for NEDAP North America. Thanks for visiting with us.
Yes, thank you.
I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.